This is No Pink Spandex, episode 128, for Friday, June 3rd, 2011. Hello everyone, Lisa J here, and we're back! Yay! A little hiatus. Hiatus. I wrote a post about it, the hiatus, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but you can read it on the website and why things have been practically dead around here. But just in short, I am still kind of on that hiatus. I just wanted to like peep my head in and say, hey, look, I'm not dead. And I just wanted to thank anybody who have shown their support for me and for No Pink Spandex, because it's been a really rough time, and I am actually, this is like one of the first times where I'm like, hey, look, I exist on the internet, I can do things and sit down for 2 seconds. So thank you for your support, I really do appreciate it. Just a couple of things I want to mention. Yes, episodes will be coming out. They're kind of old. No, they're kind of old, but I still think that they can hold up a little bit. And so yeah, for these couple of weeks, you know, you'll be hearing old episodes, and hopefully I'll be editing them so that they come out and we'll catch up to whatever current episode we are. I don't know what the last episode I saw. I have no idea. I'm not even gonna lie. Also, we have the No Pink Spandex Live stuff. The No Pink Spandex Live stuff, first of all, the event was great. Thank you to everybody who participated, who attended, who helped out. Thank you, David Yost, our special guest. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And we got pictures and we got video from it. So that is coming very soon, very soon. As soon as I stop talking, I will edit that stuff, okay? And you can be able to see that on the No Pink Spandex Live website and the Mothership website. There you go. So, I don't think I have anything else to add. I just want to get up to the episode. But again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening and reading and watching No Pink Spandex for these past 5 years. And I hope the next 5 years are going to be awesome sauce. And one of the things that people have asked is like, will there be another No Pink Spandex Live? I don't know. Don't know. I mean, it was hard work. I mean, basically, I planned that in 4 months, and it turned out well. That's great. Everybody loved it. That's great. I do want to be a little bigger. I always aspire bigger and better, and of course. And so I don't know. I don't know where it's gonna be. I don't know when it's gonna be. I don't know who it's gonna be. I don't know who. I don't know. But I did want to let people know that I do have the idea in mind, and I do want to keep it going. So, if you really want to see another No Pink Spandex Live, post on the Facebook, you can post on our forums, you can email us, nopinkspandex@gmail.com. You can do all those things, and, you know, just your suggestions. I mean, realistic suggestions. I mean, like, we want to see, you know, people who we've never seen in our lives. I mean, realistically, I mean, everybody wants to see Austin St. John. Everybody wants to see, you know, I mean, realistically, you know, that's kind of a given, but realistically, what kind of things you want to see in the future from No Pink Spandex, okay? So, with that, I will stop the talking, and I will hand it over to the crew, alright? So, stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. I will see you next time. Forest for the trees.
Okay, forest for the trees. Grab my notes. Hold on, grab my notes.
Because I'm already getting mad. I'm ready.
Wait, for the episode or for me?
Everything.
By the way, this episode, when I got to near the end of it, I think this is the episode where I can officially say that they are just taking TV Nihon subs. Because I think I have proof in this episode. Concrete proof. That they just steal this. Besides just watching the episode. More proof besides that. Anyway. So, anyway, the episode starts with them. Got the disc. They got their three discs, and they're like, "We must give the disc to three of the Rangers because if you take the disc, you can combine a beetle, a swordfish, and a tiger into a bird." Go figure. It
Naturally.
works, I guess. And for some reason, they called it the Battle Wing, even though the book says it's called the
The
Beetle Wing.
Beetle Wing, yeah.
Yeah.
Which someone's got to get their facts straight. Come on now. It's right there in
Yeah.
English. Figure it
Battle
out.
Wing makes more sense, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Because why would the beetle get his name in it, but not the other two? What's the
Right.
special about the beetle?
Beetle was first.
Was first, and it was and it's Red's own, so.
But it's like on the side. It's not
But Red
even.
took the tiger.
Yeah, when you call it the Tiger Wing.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
The
It's so
tiger's in the middle.
confusing. It's so confusing. Like, Red is all like, I'm gonna take the tiger. I'm keeping it. He's like, I got dibs. Like,
He likes the tiger. That's his.
It's like, well, naturally, I get one.
And then Red and what's his
Real.
nuts? Exactly. And then Red and what's his, like, okay, G, mentor, whatever. He they're like, yes, we have chosen. Like, what? What?
We.
We? Mentor,
Can
do your damn job.
we vote?
Stop riding Red like see some Chris Hansen sidekick little kid, whatever. Insert insult here. I am tired. Look, I am so done. Yo, mentor. Mentor, would you like just man up, do your job.
You know who should have manned up was Kevin, because Kevin could have been just be like, you know what, I caught this. Did you catch this? Did you catch this fish? Oh no! I'm the one that caught the fish, right? It's mine. There's no discussion about who gets it. It's mine. Black guy gets a sword. Eat it.
That means
No.
Red gets two. And the others get none.
Stop punching holes in my logic. Stop
I mean, the bullseye is so huge. It's
Yeah, but he's. But you know what? He's the Red Ranger. Would you be surprised if he kept them both? Really? At least, I mean, I don't
Well.
know.
So yeah.
Get the girls one.
Yeah. No, oh no, but no, they
So.
did, quote unquote.
Yes, they selected Mia.
It is we have chosen Amiya. And then she's like, what? Me? Oh, okay, I won't let you down. And then like Mike is just cracking those knuckles. Crack, crackle, 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 crackle. Like, yo,
No.
punch him out. Punch him out, son. Let's do this.
Well, see, that's the thing. In Shinkenger, they make it pretty obvious that the Red Ranger, the Blue Ranger, and the Pink Ranger are much more serious and like better at this than the other ones. So it's like, of course you give it to those three. But this one, I'm like, do we have any proof
Mia
that
was
Mia
given
is
different.
supposed to be awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, look. I could see them choosing Mia over the other two because Emily is, yeah, and
Mike.
Mike is the newest one. I mean, well, the rebel one or whatever. So, okay, for that I didn't have, not have a problem with, right? It was everything else after that.
I see no
Yeah.
discernible difference between Mia and Emily besides one is Asian.
Because
Honestly.
Emily keeps saying that Mia is so much better at this than her, and everything Mia does is great and whatever. So that's all I'm going by. That's all I
Well,
got. That's all I got.
yeah,
that
that's
is
what we
they do
have.
tell us a lot of things, even if the actions don't support them. The show does do that a lot. So there's that. See, now here's the thing. This is the crux of the whole episode and the reason why it's retarded. G, Master G Rum, keeps telling us Mike doesn't listen. Mike doesn't do what he's supposed to. Yes, he does.
Yeah, I don't
This is not
understand.
Mike's problem.
I don't
This is
understand that.
Chiaki's problem, not Mike's problem, because Mike don't do this.
I don't understand. I really don't get it. It's like everything that he said to do, he done it. He done it. See? I can't even speak. He does it.
He did it.
He did it. He done
Whatever.
did it.
Yep.
Done did it. Yes. See, and here's the thing. Chiaki had this problem at the beginning of the series. He solved it. Now, his problem in this episode is that as soon they make mention of this, as soon as Blue Guy got his Zord, Chiaki spent every single night always staying up late, always training, always doing everything he could to raise his power to get to their level, because it actually is his goal to get as strong as everybody else, unlike Mike, who's never displayed that, even though they've told us he did. So when he doesn't get the Zord, he has a reason to be pissed off. He feels like he's at the level for it, and Master G-Rum says, "You don't have the power. You try all you want, but you just don't have the power necessary to do it." That is a conflict that makes sense because they've laid the groundwork for it. Mike, not listening, doesn't make any sense. They have
It's
no groundwork.
completely random.
Yes.
It's,
it's as if we're missing some episodes that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, that's so weird, right? That
Just,
seems like we missed episodes.
I wonder. I wonder.
It's a good thing they don't flash back to those episodes in this episode.
Of, nah.
Right.
I mean, you
That would
know,
be absurd.
horse, random horses popping up.
Right, exactly.
Susie. Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, and it makes I mean it just it's even worse. It's even worse. SPD, they usually conjured up some kind of schizophrenic, conflict or whatever, but like, at that point we're like, yeah, they didn't like each other anyway. What's so sad is it? This one.
Right. They started off with most of those little conflicts anyway, so it was like, okay, at least there's some kind of a backstory to it, you
They could
know?
have at least relapsed.
Yeah, it's a
Over and over and over
relapse. It's
again.
not
This
just
one, this
suddenly
doesn't
another,
exist. It doesn't exist. I don't.
See,
Ugh.
Mike not listening is just like Jaden not telling them why he's attacking Kevin with the disc. It's just like the fisherman being random. It's the same sort of crap where if you leave one thing out and you don't replace it, it does not make any effing sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job. Good job. I did I mention that I'm angry? Did I mention that? Just no.
I'm
Does
actually getting
that
angrier as this goes. I'm more pissed off at this right now than I was when I first aired. I'm very pissed off right now. I
Yes.
hate you, Samurai. You stole my girl and you kicked me in the nuts. Used to just be my sandwich. Now you're taking everything. Damn it.
Not only did he take a sandwich, he got you another one, and not only put a fly in it, put some X-lax in it, and said, "Here, here
Oh.
you go.
Yeah, this is yours, right?
Have
fun
Come
with
out
that."
of both ends.
So yeah, it's just to me, it's and then like they're like, "Wow, why is he training so hard? Like he did that. They it is not unusual for him to train so hard." If he doesn't see that he did not rise to the occasion, it has happened before. It's not unusual. I don't understand. The things that are usual, they think that it's unusual. And the things that are unusual, they think it's usual. What the
That is kind of hilarious. It's like you know what just happened, right? So you can't deduce why he's out there training so hard. Like you just gave discs to everybody except him.
And then Mia's like, "Wow, I wish I could just give mine to him. I feel so bad. Like, oh my goodness. I mean, is why? Shut up."
Yeah,
That
seriously.
could have actually been a really cool conflict instead of just, meh, he's quote unquote not listening. It could have been like, oh, I deserve this. I deserve this disc. Why does the new kid, the rebel, the one who doesn't, he's not as good, quote unquote, why does he get it? And it could have been that kind of conflict instead of like, oh, I wish I could give it to him. I feel so
Yeah.
bad. Oh
And
my
this is
God.
really like the root of why this episode kind of annoyed me is just because it's just like a great example of how the girls in this series just kind of lay down for, and then let the guys walk all over them essentially, and just sort of defer to the guys, and the girls are just kind of there to be the support or whatever, and they can't build them. Like they can't be built up, other than somebody saying so that somebody lying to me and saying that she's a good cook. Like that's the most support she's ever gotten in anything, pretty much. And it's just like, oh, come on, like at least let her be confident in herself, like in her fighting skills or whatever. Like
Yeah.
if nobody else is, or if Mike isn't, or whatever.
That would have been nice.
At least Mako is. She knows how to act too cool for school.
And it just pisses it just pisses me off. I just can't. These girls, I mean, seriously, like, this is why this is bringing back the no pink spandex in me. Because I mean,
Oh.
come
It's
on.
no yellow too. I mean, good God,
Well,
at
I
this
mean that's
point.
yeah. It's just they don't write these chicks well at all. Period. It's everything is so stupid, you know, like really dumb base level crap where it's, I mean, even if I were, no, if I were a kid, 7 years old, no lie, when I was MMPR, I mean, I like no Kimberly, you know, Trini was like, oh, look, she translates for the smart dude. I like her. She's smart. Me as a little 7-year-old, I would so hate them. I really would.
And at least I could tell the difference between Kimberly and Trini.
Aside from their race, right?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But hey, the best, no, let's not forget the best part of the scene. Hector was doing some flips. Good flips.
Yes, actually. Once again, the training sequences are great.
He was doing some mad flips, and you could tell it was him. I mean, it didn't cut away to a stuntie or anything. It
Well, it
was
helps
him.
when he's a was it a parkour
Yeah.
dude? So that helps. But it's just come. Wow, why is he training so hard? Shut up, Kevin! Shut up!
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've said shut up to Kevin and Mia so damn many times already in this series. The two of them and their overreacting stupidity.
The only thing that Kevin said was that, like, when they were having the conversation on the stoop, and then, you know, Mia was all like, "Ah, I feel so bad. I want it." And Kevin's like, "No, you deserve it. Like, shut up. Keep the disc." The smartest thing he said. The smartest thing. Just cut to that. No, not this whole like, "I wish I can get. Why is he training so? Oh my! Cut the BS. Shut up. Get to the smart crap. Why do you know? It's like saying, "Oh, how's the weather? I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Yeah. So I just lost my father and stuff. I mean, get to the point."
Oh, well. Oh. Oh, well. I guess we should move on past the first 4 minutes.
Dear God, I've had
Oh.
it can't, and honestly, it can't, at least that's the worst. It doesn't get worse than that, at least.
That's
That's the worst.
true.
It only goes, well, I'm not gonna say up, it plateaus from there.
Well,
It a
no.
very minor incline that you can use a wheelchair on.
It's a
How about
ramp.
that?
It's a ramp.
Yes, it's a very
Accessible
small
ramp. I
ramp.
mean,
Long ramp.
Let's just keep going.
Anyway,
Let's
so the monster attacks. He
Yes.
attacks
He
a
attacks
guy
all
that
the
is.
Aussies. Yeah.
Yes, he attacks Aussie St. John.
Oh, and I love one of the women. "My hair. I feel so bad. It's a
Yep.
bad day. My
Yep.
hair.
It has
I
to be
can't
her
go shoe
hair.
shopping. No.
It
I'm
can't
really.
be. It can't be like, oh, I have an interview to go today. Oh no, look, I'm ruined. Like,
Right,
it
my
has to be.
rocket They've been hurt
science's
close from the
job.
business deal.
Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly.
You know.
And I'm really trying hard to keep believing that it's not like an intentional thing. Like it's just an accident that all these things keep happening where
You mean in every
the women
episode?
are, you know,
In every single episode. Yeah.
yeah, like
Okay.
these inferior creatures that need to be looked after or whatever. But it's so often, it's like, this is really kind of, that's not good. But, oh well.
It's like the toy company is writing the episodes where, all right, let's just make toys for the guys. Let's do lots of the guys. The girls get basic figures, and that is it. You just stand in the corner. Guy time.
Moral.
It's like shows for the 1950s and 60s. It's like, oh, look, we're just gonna stay in the kitchen and do our hair and paint our nails and go shopping. And oh, look, no black people. That's the only thing that they haven't gone yet. That's the only thing.
Next week on Power Rangers Samurai, Jaden slaps Emily for giving him sass.
Straight to the moon. Straight to
That's
the
right.
moon.
Pow, Emily.
I would tell you to go to the kitchen, but I know what your cooking is like, so you just take a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Monster Dex, Rangers show up. And here's another thing with the translation, because everybody's acting all depressed, and Mike says, "Oh, he's just like they're just like Kevin," which would make sense if this was Shinkenger, because the Blue Ranger has a history of overreacting and getting all down in the dumps whenever things don't go right and blaming himself for everything.
But no, I would.
Kevin's just boring.
No. Kevin
I can
does
see that
get
work,
down in the
but.
dumps with himself. Oh, I guess I don't train hard enough. Oh, I don't train hard enough. Oh, I gotta do that and that. All the time. He does that. I saw it. It's
All the
fine.
time?
All the
All
time. Yes, he does. It's that's
I wouldn't
basically
say
what
all
his
the
character
time.
trait is.
I think his character trait is just being boring. I think they were
Me
hit right on
too.
the nose with that.
No, but he's boring in the sense of all he wants to do is train all the time and wants to be as good as Jaden or whatever.
Yeah, but
That's all he talks about.
Ryunosuke is animated with his worst case scenario. I mean, like the way he acted, it was exactly like the way these people acted, where he thinks everything is the end of the world if it doesn't go right, and he always thinks it's his fault. And it was just, it's so over the top. It fits perfectly with this.
Wow.
To me, Kevin's just
No, but
Me.
Kevin has said all the time, like anytime it has to do with training, oh, I guess I have to train harder. Oh, everything was training. Oh, I
Yeah.
didn't do this enough. I didn't do that enough. Oh, breathiness. Oh my goodness. I mean, I can see this. Come
Yeah.
on. No,
I
just
kind of
because
feel. Come
it's
on.
not your type of over, like down in the dumps doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's all I'm saying.
I
I know, but they were.
kind of feel
Yeah.
like it works for both of them. It just works to a greater extreme with Shingen Blue.
Maybe I was in a coma whenever Mike was talking and that was happening,
You
because
mean
I that's also very possible.
I mean, you
I
could
don't
just say
see.
like who's the most serious out of the team or who's the most, you know what I mean? Like I feel like it works. Like kids will get the joke and understand what they're talking about.
I guess maybe.
There's far
I'm
worse
not feeling it.
offenses in this
Yeah, for real,
episode.
seriously.
Well,
That's all I'm saying.
that's true. Just another example for me of the same crapola. I think, okay, this is another thing that this isn't really specifically this episode, but it's this episode is where I really like started to notice it. And to me, I think it's weird with the suit actors because whenever you cut to like American footage, it always seems like all they do is just stand there and they never like even react to
Oh
anything.
yeah, I've noticed that quite a bit.
But when they cut to the Shinkenger footage, they're very animated, like displaying their characters and really reacting as
They're
if how
very
they specifically
expressive.
should. Yeah, they're all very generic in the American footage, and when it cuts back and forth, what I'm noticing isn't the quality of the suits, it's the movement, you know, because it feels like choppy back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think they have the same stunt team again like they did
Yeah.
back in the day.
It's just like I don't know, it
I'm not
just
even the
brings
same
something
stunt
back
team.
down.
It's just
Just
laziness.
act.
It's just act, though. Like, I mean, head nod. Give me a head nod. Give me
Yeah,
something.
it's like you just stand there perfectly still because that means we can put any dialogue in there we want because we don't know what it is yet because we haven't watched the Japanese episode. So you just stand there and we'll figure it out later.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it goes that far.
I know.
I think it
I mean, no. I mean, I think they would film it based
I
on
know. It's
some
a
kind of a
joke.
script. It's just
But
that
it.
they're not good enough. Well, yeah, frankly, they're not good enough at being expressive with, you know, if someone's sad, then even their movements, their body movements should be different from someone who's happy or someone who's serious or quiet or whatever. Like in if you watch the Sentai, you know, footage, the characters move differently, whether it's a head thing or their hands or the way they stand, you know, it's a lot. Whereas in Power Rangers, it's kind of like, or at least in Samurai, it's just kind of like everybody just standing around, just staring forward. Like, all right, thanks. I have no idea who these people are. If I never watched the show before and I just flipped on, I would not know anything.
Yeah, the most static scenes of the episode shouldn't be when they're morphed. Just throwing that out there.
Because I feel like, you know, people that don't watch the show or have a problem with the show, part of it might be because there's no, like when they morph, there's no individuality anymore because you're not seeing their faces or anything. It's just sort of costumes just standing around. So a lot of that suit acting stuff is really important to put forth some kind of emotion and character. And so some seasons, you know. They could do a little better on that, but oh well.
So, monster comes. They fight the monster. Green Ranger takes the disc from the Pink Ranger, and it does not work. And then everybody yells at him.
Okay, and... so maybe because granted, I was doing something else while I was watching the show, but did Mike steal it from her, like yank it from her,
or did she
just like, oh,
the monster shot her, and she dropped it, and he caught it.
I see.
And then she walks up to get it back, and he just sticks it on his weapon. What's up?
It's hilarious.
What's up? It's mine now. Finders keepers.
It's so great because she holds her hand out like, okay, you can give it back now. And he just like, turns and ignores her and doesn't anyway.
Like, nope. I'm going to try it. And then that's when the monster, let me run away. It's amazing.
Yes.
Like, I'm clearly having trouble.
I could like shower you with my despair water, but I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, it's fine.
You would think that monster would be invincible because their one weakness is not having water. And he's got like water everywhere.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be invincible or something?
But it's not Sanzu water.
Oh, it's true. Despair water.
Yeah, but he could have used it on them, right? Like, he could have.
Could have, yeah.
Something.
Or at least tried. And then they'd be like, oh, our suits protect us or something. Right.
Or like, oh, it's not working. Let me retreat to think of another plan. Nope.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, well. But there was one thing.
Yeah.
There was one thing that I actually liked, and I think this is the first time that we've seen it. When the monster first shows up, he walks out of the little crevice or whatever you want to call it, and he trips a laser wire, which is like the little gap sensor. But I've never seen that like before. I don't know if this is the first time we've seen it, or if it's in the unaired premiere episodes or whatever. But that's the first time they've shown us that.
I think so.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I just like the little detail. In Shinkenger, it's like this tiny little bell thing that they walk by and it like shakes or whatever. It's, but here it's a laser. Because
they have strings or something that go across the entire
suit. It's like a tripwire. Yeah.
It's a crazy tripwire system because it goes across the entire city.
Well, apparently so do these.
I know, but lasers make more sense. I think Samurai wins in this area.
Because you get to say lasers!
Tripwires that make sticks come out so you can read a map, not nearly as cool as like water table map laser time.
I just assumed it was magical. And that's why it has the symbol, you know? In the Japanese version, anyway.
Magical bells.
They walk by it, and then the magic whatever, the magic sensor goes off. Oh, anyway.
Not the magic sensor.
Yes. They changed it, so originality. Yay.
You genius. Know what? You take your little victories where you can.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yes.
And
so,
it stops there. Continue.
Yes. So they go back, and it's time for Master G-Rum to tear Mike a new one. Verbally for being selfish and not listening again, apparently.
As he should.
And, yeah, he tears him a new one and he says, give me your samurizer.
And he's like, what? And he starts symbolizing. He's like, yeah, and what? What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do? A little plant comes out, grabs his little stick.
I love that.
As if samurai, as if a mentor can't let go.
Just let go of the stick. And then Jane and Mia act like he shot him. for reactions.
What are you doing?
It was very disrespectful.
It was. It was disrespectful.
Mentor, let go of the stick.
That's enough, Mike. That's enough.
There's a line.
You've tied up his stick. Please stop the madness.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, this, all he had to do was let go of this. I mean, it's not like he was grabbing. I thought that the leaves was gonna grow on him and grab him.
Right.
Yes, me too.
That would have been really That genuinely would have been threatening to me. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
right.
That would have been
but
a bit.
Grabbing a stick and he's like, oh, what's going on?
Is that a magic stick he can't let go of or something that I don't
Is
know about?
he limp? Is he like, does he have a limp leg or something? Like, can he? He's gonna fall to the ground? No! Let go!
Does he need to hit the ground with a stick to turn into the mighty Thor or something? I don't think he needs the stick.
I can't even. And then he's like, okay, fine, I'm out of here because y'all are stupid. You didn't let go of the stick. Like, you're done. I'm
I
done.
was so with Mike on that one. Good job, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. I hate this show.
Yes. So then Jaden is this when Jaden lectures Master Jerome, I think.
What is it?
I don't, whatever. There's a few scenes. They don't, it doesn't really matter which way we go with them. They don't affect each other, so. Anyway, so.
Non-linear. It's fine. But
He
yeah,
actually.
so.
He gives him the proper lecture from Shinkenger, where he basically explains that you can train somebody in more than one way. You don't need to train Mike the way you trained me because. Apparently trained me, I guess. We'll assume he did. Because not everybody accepts training in the same way and different things work for them. And he may actually made a good analogy about wind or something.
Yeah.
Was that from
What?
Shin? Yeah. Well, he said something about how like oh something about like or is this Shinkenger? I can't even I'm getting mixed up anyway. There was some analogy about how wind can stoke a fire, but it also can
No,
tear
no,
down a
no.
fire.
Samurai said that.
Okay.
Samurai. Crap. What's the name? Mentor. Lord. Yeah, he said that.
I thought that was actually good.
No,
It
the
made
conversation
sense.
was, you know.
Well, it made sense because it went played on their elements. It made sense. Except wind is Mia, so I guess that's not a perfect analogy.
But look, the conversation did make sense, though.
Yes, it did. Which is good.
Yay! You know, even though it's wax in face, so there's no emotion at all.
He's playing with his little lion. Like, oh, look at my little lion. He's jumping up and down.
And it's the same face as if he's giving the serious lecture, as he's being happy, as he's being
No.
sad, as he. It's the same
No,
face,
he's
Tristan.
smirking. Come on. He's
Don't
smirking.
even play with me right now. His smirk is opening up his lips to show teeth. That's his smirk.
It's not, no. Oh my God.
It's like moving the mouth on a dummy. Okay, you can go up and you can go down, but that's
Right.
it. Everything is either up or down. You pick one.
It's the same crap. I'm sorry. It's the same freaking crap. I would give him the conversation made sense and it was coherent and it was like, oh, look, it actually pertains to the situation at hand. But the whole acting part? Well.
Say what?
Well. Wow. But yeah, anyway, continue.
There's
There's.
also a quick scene with the villains, but nothing really of note happens besides ooh ah ooh.
Lord.
I need to check something about
Oh
Decker
yes,
because
why are you so concerned about Decker? Ooh, he said blah blah blah. Ooh ah ooh.
something about the Red Ranger. He knows. Cut to him
Ooh.
by a
Oh,
fire, looking mean.
but there was a great line though that the monster says to Dayu, is
Oh
like, you
yes.
shouldn't make jokes that you can't pull off. And I just thought, wow, that should be like the motto for the whole show. Like,
Exactly.
seriously. Nobody on this show should be making jokes, please. Just spare us that much, God.
Calling what they say jokes is quite generous. Quite
Yeah.
generous. But yeah, it's largely terrible. And then, oh yes, by the way, Rick Medina is now in the opening credits. Hooray!
Yay!
Exciting.
You
It's Rick
see?
Medina. It's not Ricardo Medina Jr. It is
No,
Rick Medina.
with
You get
Medina.
it straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then
That's
he just
cool
sits there, looks brooding,
though.
plays with a
He's
sword.
like,
That's great.
wait, Uramasa, you have met your match, and blah, 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 and blah, blah. Change.
Yeah, he's pretty much said the exact same thing for three episodes now.
Basically. It's like, we get it. It's like,
We
all
get it. You
right.
want to fight the Red
Red
Ranger.
Ranger.
Got it.
Met
Cool.
match. Amazing. All right. Like,
All
let's.
right.
Something new. Something
Sweet.
new.
Well, he's in
Yes.
the credits, which means, like, he has to be in the episode for some reason, I guess.
Yes.
So.
Kelsen Henderson syndrome. We got to put you in there somewhere. But there's no there. You don't need to be there. We gotta put you in there somewhere. Oh. Okay.
So you gotta come to set. Ah, damn it.
Damn it. So, and then Mike is playing video games. He's playing that same video game where he's a bear, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
That's subtle.
Well, it's Tekken. It's Tekken, except the knockoff version.
Now in Shin Kenger, it's Tekken. This is... I don't know what this is. Haley wouldn't even put this in her arcade.
It's faking. It's faking is what it is.
I like on the background, there's a bunch of black signs with green letters that say, Video Arcade. Video Arcade. Very generic signs.
Yeah, that's great.
Amazing. But hello, we had to get to Bulk and Spike.
Yes!
DDR!
They DDR'd it up.
That's great.
Which I loved, by the way. It was great. Except for, apparently he can punch Bulk off. And she's crazy strength right there.
Yeah, he's
no,
her,
because
strength.
Not really. I mean, they're in the midst of dancing, and then he wanted to freestyle, right? And so, of course, if you're quote unquote dancing, you're going to be off balance at some point. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, "What the?"
I guess.
I mean, really, Spike is going to push over. Well,
yeah, some guy that's like three times his size.
If he's hobbling on 1 foot at the time, it can happen. Trust.
All right, we'll pretend he was hobbling on 1 foot at the time, so okay.
Well, she wasn't dancing, that's for sure. Shoot.
You know what? Bulk paired up.
Anywho, so yes. Then when Bulk falls over, then that's when you see Mike walking by.
Yes, and he talks about his samurizer, and Spike is on it.
He's like,
on it. Say, what now?
I don't even know what a samurizer is,
but it sounds like samurai. That must mean ranger.
Yep.
That room move right there made Spike one of the smartest people in the whole cast, honestly. It knocked him up quite a bit to actually notice that. So then he follows, and they place a stop sign in the most ridiculous location it would never be in the real world just for a joke. So there's that.
It's like, I said stop.
Here's a weird, big, white, slanty pole. Sure, there's always a stop sign on that. That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
The thing is, it could have been anything. Like, it could have been a no loitering sign or, you know, whatever.
But you need the joke.
Right.
It could have been the pole itself.
Yeah. Let's just make it a stop sign. Just
what?
Because.
You know, they had to import that.
You know, where I grew up, we actually have tractor crossing signs. They're great. Actually, a man on a tractor, little yellow sign. It's great. You should use one of those.
Yeah, I'm not sure Southern California, really.
And I don't think they said, I said tractor.
They would do that, and you know they would.
It's not the same.
He was tracking the Green Ranger.
Hey.
Wow.
Stop. What are you, a monster from Samurai?
I know, it's right up their alley.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So... yeah, anywho, falls down.
Mentor's on his motorcycle.
Rene Nanabubu has a motorcycle in both of his Power Rangers series. He loves his motorcycles.
Grundy's
a motorcycle.
That was cool, though. Like, he just rolls up. Nah, don't change your clothes. Nah. Old school, samurai-looking on a motorcycle.
Yep.
He's like, get on. Prince Hansen, knee out of black.
Exactly. So clean. Let's go. Take a ride on my hog.
Mentor, why are there condoms in here?
Oh no.
And paddles.
I have to teach you something about the wood of the forest.
You don't need condoms for butt play.
Anyway.
So yeah, and then Mike mentions like, hey, I expect you with a horse or something. Like some kind of crap. And he and then stick. And then Samurai's like, I keep calling him Samurai. Why?
Because it's generic, like his real name.
Yeah, that's true. Funny? And so Mentor's all like, do you have to clean up after a motorcycle? Technically, yes, but he was like, no.
I liked how G said, well, it's just like riding a horse. It's all about the hips. It's all about the hips. So of course he would have a motorcycle. I don't know if it's all about the hips and the motorcycle and the course. I don't have experience in that, but I will trust him. Anyway, let's see. I'm checking off my list. Let's see. Talk
amongst yourself.
It's more forest crap. I don't know. Oh, well, that's where we get the flashbacks to all the things that we've seen and not seen.
Ah, yes. They walk in the forest, and they're basically just saying, you know, you need to find the specific tree in you. What does it mean to you? Not just forest power in general, is the whole rigmarole. And they show examples of the other rangers using the powers for less conventional means, I guess you would say.
Yeah, like how Red Ranger brings up a horse.
For yeah, the first out time. Of nowhere. Yeah.
Random horsey.
Should just bring up a
it's a good memory. It's
easier.
It's a good memory. You know what? I would love it. Like, if it's in context, that would be amazing.
Yes. And that's like, in the that happened in the first episode of Shinkenger. So you're like, okay, well, I'm just being introduced to these powers. So I guess that makes sense. You know, but here it's like, what? Like, horse. I haven't seen the scene. And then.
Yeah.
It's a horse. It's a little weird.
Yes, and it's like deep, and then the flashbacks itself is like you have to look deep within you and whatever. So like Red Ranger brings up a horse, then Red Ranger brings up creepy ghost dad thing.
Right. What? Yeah, let's remember ghost dad. That was great. We all love that.
I just any Lord, but. You know what? As we said, that this gets better as it goes along. I'm not really finding the better.
It gets less offensive as it goes along. It's more confusing than offensive at this point. See, so it's.
Yeah. I mean, look, I do like.
That is a relative term.
I do like that. I was going to call him Samurai again. Wow. I do like that mentor. Mentor G. Grum. Was a mentor.
Yes, he did his job for once.
For the first time in the series, thought he was mentoring.
That's why I'm not going to give this the worst rating in the world at the end of the day. That's why. Because he did his effing job. Congratulations.
It's like the end. Nothing else.
But then... But then they decide to show how hip they are by having Mike say, my bad. And they fist bump, you know, because they're all hip.
Oh, yeah. Mike was like dude. That. He was like, what? What?
Dude, my
bad. He's like, oh, sorry. Sentai. Mentor.
Sentai. Oh, Sentai.
Sentai.
It's like a mixture of samurai, Sentai. I don't know what I'm saying.
Master Sentai.
The slip. That's...
That I didn't mind, the different, vernacular of the old and new. Fine, that's no problem. You know, that I liked. I like when they add new stuff. It's amazing. Yeah. You know, when mentor is mentoring and stuff? And, like, you know, they're adding in things that are original to...
Things to actually warm me to the character, you know, like his little awkwardness and like the motorcycle thing, like these are character things. And this is like Mentor's character episode right here. Like first time I've ever seen anything from him really that was like specific to him and like made me, I don't know about like him, but at least these little moments are the things that make me care about characters in general. So
Congratulations on stumbling into Shinkenger's character development. Good job.
Yeah. So accidentally putting.
Well, because when Chiaki answered the phone, he had to do it in some slangy hip way. So, fist bump. You gotta.
But that's. I mean, I'm.
Party
I mean,
like original. It's 1999.
No. I mean original, as in, you're always gonna have old versus new is not original or new. So for two seasons to do it that are adapted, like one is adapted from another, that's not something like, oh, they took it from the Japanese. It's like, I mean, that's a pretty common thing. It's just like, oh, look, they actually are not saying, they're not actually taking the literal Japanese. that's good, right? That's
And
good.
once we actually see the actual premiere, we've seen in the clips how he was like, "Don't call me dude." And this is actually going to call back to that scene, and it's actually going to see how, oh, they've finally grown together. We don't get that now, but we will once we actually see it.
Oh, I
Callbacks
just
to crap that
remembered
hasn't
that.
happened yet is amazing.
You know what? That would have been
Wow.
even more cool if
Wow.
we had seen that.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Think Spy. The one thing I liked.
Sorry.
Ruined. I mean, how many
See.
reasons do we have to come up with for why this is a bad idea
See,
to start with episode
for me,
three?
when they fist bumped and Mike said, "My bad," it was like when we were watching the reversioning and Zach walks in with a Walkman. And I'm like, no, it's already outdated so much. Why are you fist bumping?
People still fist bump. Come on.
No, they don't.
Yes,
Yes,
they
they
do.
do. Are you serious? Yes, they do.
Wow. Yes,
They do it all the
fist
time, and
bump.
I
You know, all the
actually
time.
sympathize
with the mentor because I'm always the one that's trying to like handshake and people are
He's
doing
like,
weird
wait.
face things. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
Spy, you got so many problems.
and we call them daps. That's what we call them.
That's so nasty.
Daps.
Yeah,
Is
that's
that a
what you.
medical condition?
No,
I
that's what
got some
you. Yeah,
daps.
like, you give a dap to you gave a dap, dap, dap. That's what you. Yeah, that's, you don't say, "Ooh, we gave a fist bump." Like, no, we don't.
Well, no, I would say dap is for black folks and fist bump is for white folks, pretty
Okay,
much.
that's why. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Barack and Michelle giving each other a terrorist fist bump? Scandalous.
Oh no, it's the Muslims, they're coming. They're coming.
Oh, God.
So yeah, it's just yes, people still fist bump. Yes.
They
The
just
heck?
got. Now it's raining, apparently, in Tristan's place.
So yes. Yes, fist bumping, awkwardness. I liked.
Yeah, because it made me actually feel like, the mentor has a purpose, which is good. It's good when the characters that exist have a reason for existing. I like that.
Yes.
So, anyway,
But
we can actually.
then they're in their forest, right? They're fist bumping and all that stuff or whatever, and all you hear bloop, bloop, bloop. When did Mike get back his crap?
When he handed it to him.
When was that?
I think that was
Two
in the
seconds
same
earlier.
episode.
It was 2 seconds
Yeah.
earlier? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was another time where I looked away, I guess.
Yeah, and I think, because like a couple of people were like, why did, how did Jaden know that Mike got his samurizer back? I was like, well,
I kind of thought that too, actually.
mentor, but the
But
thing is,
he
he
mentor
answered
was.
it. Mentor was talking to Jaden, right, about going and talking to Mike. And even if Jaden had no idea, he could still call Mentor, and Mentor could
Yeah.
be like, "Okay,
I
let's."
haven't given it back yet. One moment.
Yeah,
Exactly.
yeah.
Please hold.
Or he could have been like, "Okay, let me get my invisible people to go find Mike," because he has them.
Yeah. I mean, I would understand that complaint if Mentor and Jaden hadn't had their heart to heart before that
Well,
hand,
it's not
but it's all
completely
good.
outrageous. It's just one of those things where it's like he just got the phone back and, oh, here's a call.
And it's something that you're
Well.
used to doing. It's like, I mean,
Right.
yeah, it's just like a mic. Oh, wait. Oh, snap. You, oh, mentor. Right. Awkward. So did you give it back? Can we,
Just give it
figure
back
that out.
already, mentor. Just give it back. Cut the crap so we
Monsters
can get
kind of
on with this.
attacking, and
We'll
we
explain what you did wrong later.
kind of need to
Yes.
save the world and stuff. So can we just a
And
little
that's the thing too, is that what kind of punishment is that for the world where it's like, you know what? You're not behaving, so I'm gonna take this away. We're gonna underarm ourselves.
But
Right.
the thing is though, is that if, which I think is an overreaction, but if one of the team members are going against each other to try to save the world, then it's better to have four people who are in one accord than five who are like trying to, or four trying to fend off one, really.
That's very true.
But they didn't do that well, so I can't really say that. Now, can I?
Chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
So,
They kept Mia.
well, oh
Yeah,
God.
that's true.
Actually, I won't say they kept Emily, but
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, gets a call. Yes, I'm on my way. And he does his run. And then he's more running. And then, of course, you know, you have to, like, cut, like, three times him running into the scene.
That was the thing. That's exactly what they did in Shin Kitcher. They did the triple cut. So, gotta do the triple cut. You gotta get that triple cut in there.
No, it didn't even look right.
No, it didn't. It did not.
Yeah. I've always hated that in any show whenever they've gotten to that. Let's show the same scene 4 or 5 times in a row because it's really important. Zoom in on each one a little bit more.
Well, and
stupid.
I don't know. If it's like from different angles or different whatever, then it's okay sometimes, but this is just like
the same
repeat. Like what?
Only like close up on chin dimple. Like really?
To me, it's just annoying that I see too much in shows, kind of like how everybody used to always overuse Matrix crap. You know, it's just like, okay, seen it before, stop overusing that technique. Anyway, little thing, but whatever. So Mike attacks, and he remembers G's words from 5 seconds earlier.
Yes.
Because
and this...
you need to do that.
Yes, but see, the thing is, they did it exactly the way Sentai does it, which is they refilmed him saying it directly towards the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if the camera is us, you know? Like weird Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
I don't understand why they do it. I don't like that. Like, it's just an ugly choice. I don't like it. But anyway.
You don't want to look deep down into Mentor's eyes and... be the soul of the
it's
red
first
boy.
Person it's first person
and it's also like because they have to act it again, right? So sometimes they'll do it and not it won't be the same as when we just saw it, so it's like what?
Well,
like you didn't say it like that.
Yeah, but you don't know, everybody doesn't have a perfect memory, so you know, you remember things the way you want to remember them. So, yes, you know.
It happened 2 seconds ago. What the
it's
hell?
Important. It's important.
If it's so important, just replay. You know, you need to like film it again from 75 different angles. And, whatever.
You just don't like actors looking at you. That's what it is.
It and is a little.
Who's gonna steal your soul?
It's a little strange.
Gonna get you. Anyway, so Mike remembers he's. He is just like the tree. He is strong and ancient. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I like his little, you know, it's wisdom. And it
well, yeah, just the word ancient was odd to me. Like, why'd you throw the word ancient in there? I got the rest of it.
Well, you could say his power is ancient.
I got
right?
the wild. I got the strong. Ancient? Well, okay, sure. We'll go with
his
it. Whatever.
His power.
Covered in
I think
water.
Wild describes a different cast member. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Oh my goodness, I wonder if he's like blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is getting higher.
Ancient. United, we roar.
Oh god. The ancient battle. I don't know what.
So,
like
yes. So he talks about his trees growing, it's old, it's all that crap, whatever. Then he pole vaults into the sky with his leaves, sets it down. And then they're celebrating, and they're like, no, wait, don't celebrate now. It's going to grow.
We got some toys to sell.
Yeah, and here's a 10-minute summoning Zord sequence.
God, and that's the thing. Is Samurai does the whole damn sequence with every episode for some reason. I don't get it. They haven't gotten to the point of speeding things up a little bit like every other series of Samurai. I mean... Super Sentai
even doesn't do all that.
Yeah, they speed it up. They don't have the little stand over the rocks and waters thing in every episode. They don't. An
Samurai
individual
has nothing to give. Nothing.
The episodes are too short, so they have to pad it out.
I mean, they dumb it down so much where they have nothing.
I would take an extra 2 minutes of bulk dancing. That would be more entertaining.
That's just you.
You know what?
Have the stock footage.
Wow.
Screw y'all. Okay? Screw y'all.
God.
But, yeah. So, here's the weird thing. Because, like, I talked about earlier how the stunt actors just effing stand there. Yet for some reason, when they're in the Zords, you know, the
Oh.
time when they should be just pretty much standing there,
Yeah, oh, they
they
got
actually.
character. They're like, huh, blah,
But
blah,
the
blah,
weird
blah.
thing is, they
They have
reshoot it
almost too much
so.
personality.
Well, it's this. The thing with me was Mia was because Mako always has this, you know, it's really cool sense in the way she hands off the disc, and she's like, "Okay, you just take it," you know. And they actually have the pink stunt actress do the exact same pose with her arms. Like, I don't really care. But the words coming out of Mia's mouth aren't, "I don't really care." So it looked really weird to me.
Yeah,
Like,
and I noticed that too. It didn't look like I was saying before, if the story was about them, the both of them kind of dueling out to see who can get the disc or whatever, then fine. But relentlessly, like, all right, yeah, you can have it. Cool, fine. But she was like, oh, I wish she can, oh my gosh, or whatever. She might as well have been like, you know, two palming it, like bending down and like raising the disc to him. Like,
exactly, like bowing and like, here, master, please take this from my pathetic
isn't
hands.
that's like the Dragon Belt ceremony on WMAC Masters? You bow
Yes.
on one knee and you hand them your disc. You have defeated me. You may
Exactly.
have my disc.
And that's the scene where, 'cause you were saying like, oh, we can only go up from here. No, this is the low point as far as I'm concerned in the whole episode, where she
Ooh.
just gives up and just decides, you know what? You have it, Mike. No, you don't just give it to him.
Give the baby
Oh,
his bottle.
child, I gave up on me a long time ago.
Like, I keep waiting for, like, when is the scene where Mia is gonna actually do something and be seen as the cool one for
No, sorry. See,
10 seconds?
I gave up on her as soon as she made it abundantly clear that murder is not nearly as bad as lying. When you're lying,
It's
holy
unforgivable.
F, if you lie, that's when it gets real, son, right there. Anyway.
It's just so bad. And then they have like that moment where they're like, girl power, and they choose
Oh,
Buster
crap. Oh my
once.
gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, seriously, this is why I can't even express how painful it is for
As a
me
woman.
as a
Hero.
woman. And the thing about it is, like, that's why I don't have many black girls on that show. Shoot. Because we would not just be standing there and be like, girl power. They'd be like, Heffa, you
My new holiday
serious?
monitor.
You
Pulling out my
serious?
switchblade.
When's the last time a black girl's been a ranger? When's the last time?
Girl?
It's been a while.
Even even the last
Wow.
seasons recently, where there's only been one girl, so it's been sparse.
That's not been.
Hmm.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a while, isn't it? Because when we read the script and we're like, this girl has to be cutesy and next. This girl likes to cook next.
Yeah, it's bad because like even the thing where it's like they're like girl power, what they're doing is just they're basically just distracting the monster so that the boys can come in with their ultimate attack of awesomeness and swoop in and save the day, and the girls are just kind of on the sidelines just chilling, and it's just like, what? Like, come on, like, give them something.
Stand in the background and only speak when spoken to, power. Yeah.
I mean, and with a handoff, like, I would have even accepted something like, well, you know what? Okay, like, I recognize that you've worked on this or something, so you get it this time and I'll get it next time or something like that. Or even better, like, my personal version of the ending of this would have been Mike been like, you know what, Mia, you are the one who most, you know, has worked for this, and like, you're the best person, you're the best fit for this, so go ahead and do it. And you know, they don't have to worry about contradicting with Japanese footage because they're in their freaking mega mode already. Like, they can do whatever they want, but
That's true.
they just choose to do it the same way, even though it's wrong. Like, it shouldn't be like this, but.
Well, yeah, in Shinkenger, it was the G didn't think that Mike had the power, but Mako did. So what they found out was that he did have the power. He just hadn't awake. He hadn't awoken it because he hadn't been taught right. So in the end, he was on the same level as her, but and she just flat out didn't care. It wasn't a big deal to her. It's a big deal to him. So she's like, "Okay, you can have it because whatever. It's not a big deal to me." And with
Right.
Mia, it's.
It just looks like he throws a tantrum and she gives
Mm-hmm.
up. And she's like, "You know what? Just here. Here." You know, like I don't need it that badly, you know. You know,
All she could have,
I'm not hung up on it.
said is, "You worked hard today. Here, gift. Little bit.
Yeah, something, I
You worked
don't
hard
know.
today." Not like, "All right, here, you know, whatever, blah, hand on hip. Look, attitude. Look at me, I have attitude. But you know, I don't sound like it. Really, I'm gonna get shopping later. Like, but I have attitude. Okay, like here's death."
Yeah, it's like Mia's like a doormat, and she loves being a doormat. I don't get it. It's just.
Yeah, as long as it pleases, you know.
'Cause she's trying to find her Prince Charming. You didn't see that? You didn't see that in her promos?
Well, that's all that matters in
They're
life.
all potentials.
Finding a man, getting pregnant, getting
Exactly.
married, good stuff.
Hello, she's trying to find herself a husband. Shoot, she ain't gonna get that with backtalk.
That's right. That's called my normal life.
She should have slipped it into her cleavage and been like, "You want it? Come and get it."
Ooh. Hey, no.
Power
Nothing
up.
interesting.
Power up that sword, that staff.
Oh, Lord.
That is some sexy armor, so I'm
Yep.
gonna get around.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's another thing, like Jaden th throws out the line that combining the Zords is incredibly risky. Since when? He never said that earlier. They never made a point of that, and he just randomly
Yeah,
throws it.
they
It's
didn't say
risky.
that it wasn't in the Beetle book.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the people book.
Since when was it risky? It's like he had to say something right there, so they just threw in a line. It's risky. Okay.
Just for
All right.
the fake drama.
All right, you say so, because you guys really seem concerned.
I would have, I mean, if they had made that part of the story, I would have kind of liked it, but it was just a throwaway line, like, who cares?
Yeah, I didn't
Well,
notice.
see, that they're transferring the risk from last week, you know, when the whole killing the Blue Ranger with his sword thing got overlooked.
We
Here it
missed
is
it,
now.
so we have to add it
That's right,
this
we caught it
time.
right here. Hey,
See?
that's a
We're
makeup
paying
call right
attention.
there.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is the thing is, literally, the monster in this episode, when he started to attack, as soon as he grew bigger, he said, he's going to give you, he said, I'm going to give you the despair of defeat. And then I'm watching the TV Nihon episode of Shinkenger. He gets up in the air and says, I'm going to give you the despair of defeat. Like, really? Really? You use the line despair of defeat in the exact, that's just, they're just, cut. I mean, oh my God. They're
It's just a
doing
testament to the
TV.
translation skill of TV Nihon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. I'm like, come on, you can't give me an excuse for that. They just took it from TV. They just watched the TV Nihon episode. That's all they do. They need to give them credit for their original illegal distribution of episodes. Something, I don't know. Anyway, so they form their bird. The bird defeats the monster. Yay.
Yay.
Yay, bird. Which I actually like the bird, to be honest. Because,
It's ugly.
well, honestly, that was always, you know, this is the same sort of Zord configuration as like Geki Ranger, where like, I was always like, oh, hey, we got three extra Zords. That's it. They're just sitting there. Now they, you know, feel like they have more of a purpose. Like they're more useful.
Well, it's nice that they do something, but it's so ugly.
Yeah.
I hated it even in Shinkenger.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, but at least they did
And
something.
even the helmets that they make, I hate.
What's wrong with the what? What's wrong with the tiger
Yeah.
helmet?
Well, the tiger helmet's all right, but like the spikes on the shoulder, they don't even function.
Yeah, by the way, if that Zords, you know, they actually, two of the three configurations of the Zords, they actually give you an extra little yellow piece you have to put on his back so he'll stand up correctly.
Oh.
That's how bad they are on their own. So Mike gets G-Rum a plant, which is some big sappy ending moment where once again the rest of the cast overreacts.
Okay, this I was like, really? They're like, no! What are you doing?
Marty, what are you doing? Not again!
He's giving him a gift. Why is he going to punch him in the face? Why?
Although that would have been hilarious. It makes a fist and then it punches him. He thinks it's like just a fist bump.
It didn't even form the fist yet. Like, it was just started to grow. And they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Don't grab his stick. We already
You're
told you.
You're killing him. You're killing him. What? What do you mean?
Oh my gosh, so dumb.
Good.
And it has to be Mia again, who's like, yes, the most like shocked and horrified by it. It's like, thanks. Like, you've already totally destroyed yourself in this episode for me, and now you have to have this ridiculous reaction.
Oh well.
Yeah, Mia is like a newborn baby that can talk. Everything amazes her. Just shocks the crap out of her. I don't get it. What the hell is wrong with you, Mia? Mm-hmm. See, what I liked in Shinkenger is, the whole subplot of the plant, instead of the plant, because the Samurais actually are paintbrushes, and we don't have paintbrushes in America, so Chiaki went crazy and started painting everybody's face. So then at the end of the episode, he like paints a really intricate design on G's face when he's asleep, and he's chasing after him at the end of the episode going, you didn't learn anything, I'm gonna take that from you again. And it's a nice scene of levity, which I kind of liked a little more than, oh, look at my precious new plant, we've connected, we are now officially mentor and student. And the violin plays, and I don't know, I didn't like it. I liked it better in Shinkenger.
Okay, I didn't mind the plant. Do you know why? Because even though the initial scene with him grabbing the stick with the plant was stupid, I mean, he did break a plant. Like, I mean, he's replacing the plant that was broken.
It was a good follow-up. It was a good follow-up. I just like the whole levity scene better, just because I like, because it gives an extra layer to the mentor character. It shows a softer side, which.
But it doesn't have to be done exactly like the Sentai now.
I know. I'm just saying which one I prefer. They both were okay. I like the fact that it followed up on the original bit, which is good. They don't always do that, like the fisherman episode. They don't always do that. They sometimes just forget.
Yeah. This is a step up. Yes. I think. It worked. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Except for the whole, Mike, what are you doing?
Yes.
What? No. What?
Mike, you animal. Stop bullying him with that plant.
Stop.
He grabs it and throws it down.
You've already grabbed his stick, you maniac. What else can you do to him?
Oh, God. He could lose his life.
How dare you?
Even Emily's disgusted, and she killed her sister.
It was the teacher. There was no witnesses. Come on.
When you freak out the murderer, you got issues, boy.
What are you doing? Not here.
Dang. Dare he. Oh, dear. You know what? Yeah, you know what? They're right. They're right. They're right. They have to. They have to protect Mentor, okay? Because you don't know what Mike's gonna do. First, it's plants grabbing onto sticks. Next, I don't know. He could just start cleaning dishes and not putting them back in the drawers.
He put them in wet, not even dry them. Oh my god. He's a loose cannon.
Same thing. Way to go, loose cannon.
He didn't separate the colors from the whites. Oh no!
Oh snap! Pink socks? What?
I can't believe.
You go, Jaden.
You know what? Jail. Jail. Yeah. Criminal. Jail time. I can't take this show seriously. I can't. I mean.
At least we provided a little bit of laughter this time.
Unintentional, but yes.
Yes, unintentional, but, you know, that's okay. That's how we got through the reversion, for the most part. Just, yeah.
Yeah, rating at time, rating.
You gotta come back to me, because this one's tough.
Well?
Can you come back to me, too?
I gave it another 3.
Okay. You don't want to say why, just because.
Extrapolate,
I mean, I wasn't as dissatisfied with this one as I was last week, but just the overall plot of, oh, this guy's going to throw a fit, so let's give him a disc, just because that didn't really sit well with me. And Mentor being the secondary focus, I didn't really care for either, because even though he was mentoring with Mike towards the end, towards the middle when he had that little scene with Jaden, it was Jaden who was actually like, well, you know, Mentor, you're not as good as your job as you at your job as you think you are, and he's the one that actually set him straight, so I didn't really care for that either.
Yeah, see, for me, I mean, I was gonna give it a 3, I think, like, after, like, immediately after watching, I was like, okay, this is a decent episode 3, mm-hmm. you know? But then thinking about it more and more, like, the whole Mia situation and adding it on to everything that we've seen in the season so far, it's just like, it's dragging me down. Like, I feel like I'm more bothered by this whole female thing than anybody else, right? Like, it bugs the crap out of me. And particularly because this is a show that seems to try so hard to moralize everything and be so on point with, like, giving you good, positive morals, you know, that you can go into the world with, you know, like, that's mm-hmm. that's Samurai's thing, more so than a lot of other seasons, right? Or, you know, they try to be anyway. But then you have this weird situation where the girls are doormats and they're not shown to be strong in any situation except for, like, one, you know, where Emily had her cake moment where she sliced out of the thing, and that was cool, and that was, you know, that's about as much as we've seen in 8 episodes or however many. And so, yeah, that dragged it down, so ultimately it became a 2 for me. So, yeah. Last episode I actually liked more.
Wow.
What was last episode again?
Cake episode.
No.
No.
Wasn't? No. No. The two guys fighting.
Yeah. Okay.
The two guys fight. Okay, that narrows it down. What was it?
Kevin under a spell. I got a spell on blue.
Oh, right. I got a spell on blue. Right.
No.
Right. I got a spell on blue.
See, I would have to pull a Tristan and be like, this one's the high 3.
Wait a minute. Man, I got Spell and Blue was only last week for real with Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah,
interesting.
Mm. Interesting. Time flies when you're having fun.
Is that what we're doing?
Jerry, you got a number?
I'm still thinking.
All right. Okay, we'll both talk it through. We'll talk it through.
Okay. Right?
So the pros. The pros. Because there's a lot of cons. The pros.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to be one of those people that denigrates an episode just because it copied something correctly. You know? Because I try to take the approach of, well, some people didn't see this, and it shouldn't be a detriment to the episode just because I saw the original, you know? So I appreciate the stuff they did with Mentor. Even though it was Shinkenger stuff. I think they handled him really well. And they did a hell of a lot more with his character in this episode than they've ever done before that I even expected for this episode. You know, it's pleasantly surprised me.
Yeah.
Which is big.
I mean, dudes running on a bike. I think they went all out.
Yes, that's true.
They copied that from Shinkenger.
Yes.
There are other little things I like. Like, I'm a big fan of the fact that even though nothing really came of it yet, at least Spike showed awareness and it feels like they're going to do something with them. You know, it could be a red herring. Nothing could come from this. It could just be a one-off encounter. But it feels like they did something with him there. So I give him points for that as well.
I kind of suspect that that might be what started his journey. Like, he needs to find out who the Samurai Rangers are or something. Like, that's what inspired him to go on his samurai journey. Is that maybe he saw a battle in the first episode and he's like, oh, Samurai Rangers, I want to be just like them.
Yeah, too bad we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. And that's one of the big complaints I have with this one is that it calls back too many things to the pilot that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
But again, is that whose fault is that? Is that the quality of the episode, or is that whoever decided how to air them?
Well, it's
Well, I
probably
mean,
Nickelodeon's, but who
but
knows?
it's
Right, but
not.
it depends on like how are we rating it then?
Right.
Because we
That's what
haven't
I'm
been
wondering.
shown, right?
Because if
We can only
they.
go off what we've been shown, right?
Right. That's all we can go off, but I feel like it's kind of unfair to the episode as a whole if they shot it specifically to have the premiere having already aired. You know, that's not
But
the fault
whose
of the
fault
people.
is it that it's not in
Exactly.
order? That's the
Like,
thing. It's
I
not our
don't.
fault.
Yeah.
Like, I agree it's a knock, but I don't want to make it a very strong knock
There was
because.
three callbacks to the premiere, though.
Yeah.
Which
And I
they could
mean.
have edited out, but then if they edit out any more, then we would get really, really long
Yeah.
We would have a
sword
whole morph
fights
sequence,
and
too.
more sequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like we missed something. You know, they whoever they are chose not to show us something. You know, like
Right.
for me, like I can't be like, oh well, you know,
We'll see
they'll
it
get to it
eventually.
eventually,
Yeah.
so I'll give you this. No, I'm not gonna give you nothing. Like, you
Could
didn't
be
give
great
me what I
artistic
needed.
callbacks, but no, we don't get the value from this.
Yeah, like you don't get points for a maybe something happened in the premiere that we didn't see. No.
Right. Well, I know what happened on the premiere because I watched Shingeter,
Well.
I know why he's got a horse.
Yeah.
So yeah, so
God.
the pros, I did like what they did with the I keep wanting to call him samurai. Oh Lord.
It's the
Mentor.
same thing.
Hey, with samurai. Yeah, that's his new name now, Sam. So I like what they did with
That's
Sam.
Sam Sentai.
Oh God.
Sam Sentai.
Sam
Sam Sentai.
Sentai. Yep. I was on his driver's license. Yes.
I do, and the thing, what I guess what kind of disappointed me a little bit is that like they took all what made Mike cool, you know, like his good character, and they just sucked it out of him a little bit. I mean, he has little lines here and there, but I mean the whole pinning it down on like he doesn't listen or what, it's like no, he you have a good guy. It's not like you're dealing with like treacherous Lord have mercy, what are we gonna do with Mia? I don't know what we're gonna do with her. Like you have something with Mike. It's not like you don't have anything. So why are you just gonna bring something out totally? It's not hard to say, oh look, he's a little rough around the edges, you know what I'm saying? Or he something that you can make up a story where like, oh okay, well this is why he's not gelling or whatever. It's not he doesn't listen. There are a bajillion things with Mike the character that has been presented already. Why are you gonna go with that? So like that kind of disappointed me.
Well, you know, hell, just use what they used in stuff like Sentai, you know, just say that, you know, some people get dealt a bad hand. Sometimes it takes some people a lot longer and they have to work a lot harder to get to the same level that other people are naturally. That's just how it is in life sometimes, you know? And just say that Mia's stronger at this point in time. And then he works at it and he gets there. Something, just
Yeah, don't pull crap out of the blue. So
yeah,
that
don't
kind
make things up.
that bothered me, and bothered me especially with a character that I like. You know, like
Yeah.
Yeah.
he is the strongest one out of all of them, and now you're just gonna be like, oh, well, he doesn't listen. But the thing is that like it's just some contrived crap for the episode. I didn't like that. I didn't like that, and I was expecting to like this episode because it was a Mike episode, but now they just made him ditzy for a moment for like no reason, and I don't know. And then with the whole girls thing, that has been a current thread throughout all these episodes, right? So it's nothing new. I
Yeah.
wasn't like, oh no, she gave it away. I'm so shocked.
But to me, this was like the exclamation point on the sentence of like, these girls, they have nothing. They have nothing. There's no, it's
I'm
a boys
sorry,
show.
did you watch There Go the Brides? Did you watch that episode? The one. Everybody wants to be a princess and a bride, and everybody wants to wear a ready dress. Someday you'll find your. I was done by that time.
Thing that always that confuses me is, I understand that this show is always marketed to boys, and the reason why, clearly the reason why they cast the three guys was because they wanted those teen heartthrobby looking guys that girls could relate to. But I'm like, so do girls not want any female figures to look up to? Do they just want pretty boys to ogle over?
Seriously, like, and like what were they doing, you know, with Kimberly and Trini? Like, they were much stronger characters in their own right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, honestly, and it look, you don't understand how it pains me to say this. Painful. Samurai girls. Make Kimberly look
amazing.
Look,
come on.
Make her look
strong. Oh, there you go. Good job.
Yes, I know that was hard.
Yes, here's the power disc.
But you don't want it because you're a girl, so just give it to me.
Right,
just
so
one of the discs.
Exactly.
Spy, you get a disc because you have a penis.
Yes.
Lisa has girl power. That's what she does.
I'm not even on the show because I'm black. So
well. Oh, what about Kevin? Oh,
no,
he doesn't.
I mean,
know.
I'm a black girl.
Black, well, yeah.
I'm not on the show.
So. You're Kevin, Tristan.
I ain't no Kevin.
Well, Tristan is always gloomy and.
No. Not like that.
Except he doesn't readily accept blame. That's weird. Eh, whatever.
Anyway,
yeah, it pains me to say that. I mean, they make Kimberly, I can't say it again, but you know what I'm saying.
Strong, yes.
At least, you know, Kimberly and Trini, at least especially Kimberly, was, you know, all the cast in NPR was very stereotypical, but at least you have Kimberly, the popular girl, and you have Trini, the kind of the outcast girl, which pretty much covers most of your bases for little kids that are trying to look up to a model, you know? Me and Emily are the same damn thing.
Yeah, and they had things going for them that were not just like...
One is from the country of New Zealand. And is clearly a murderer. Come on.
Right, that's a real character.
She's the strongest one of all.
I ain't never seen one of your fancy roller coasters. Roly I do declare.
Yeah. My, oh my. These are like ants in the picnic. Mm. Wow. Amazing.
Okay, I'm gonna bite the bullet. I'm gonna give this episode a 3.
Ugh.
And I'm gonna do that because a lot of the things that we're complaining about that I agree are friggin' horrible are stuff that are very pretty much, you know, the entire series. And it ain't changing. But I think this episode did a lot with G. It did a lot with it did some Spike. It had some nice Jaden interaction with him. I think this episode surprised me in a couple ways, in a good way. Now, the entire concept of the episode continues to infuriate me, but and I'm probably grading on the sliding samurai scale. So,
well,
right. Put that out front.
I think we all are.
Exactly.
It's a slightly generous 3, but it'll be a 3.
Interesting. Barely. Nah, I'm a 2. I'm angry. Like I'm angry. No, this is the thing. Show episodes that leave me angry do not get a 3. I think that's what I'm going on mind now. Like, if I'm angry after we talk, 2. If I'm really angry.
It's a good system. I'm kind of jealous.
I'm just happy that I kind of wanted to talk about this episode, to be honest.
That is true. It is definitely a higher 2 than previous
Because the last couple episodes, I was just sitting there like, oh my
Yeah,
god.
stuff happened, and you know, it
Just
was ruined for
stop.
me by Nick.com, and it was whack and whatever. But this one, I mean, it's still a two because I'm still because okay, this is a perfect explanation right here. Yes, it did stuff correctly, but then it just shifts all the other bad crap to another area where, like, a previous episode did that properly, but then did other crap. Like, it shifts the bad. It just
shifts
it.
It's a trade-off.
You know, if the monster is not horrible, then something else is. If the monster
then
is
horrible,
then something else is good. Then it's just like musical chairs, you know?
Yeah.
I'm angry. I leave angry. When I'm done with the episode, I'm like angry. When I talk to you guys, angry. I don't know when last I've been angry though. Like, honestly, I think maybe it's coupled with like, it came back and it's this, you know, because usually if the season has been on and you know, the show's been on and hasn't been canceled, then it would probably be like, eh, yeah, it's not my thing or whatever, fine, make fun of it, call it a day. But it's just like, it's come back and it's doing well in ratings and junk, and you just get angry and you fester in your heart that people are watching this crap and enjoying it, and you're like, what?
That's one of those things where it's like, the ratings are actually not bad,
and
you know?
And what I honestly and personally think is not if they put on anything, but if another season that I liked better was on and got that much promotion and was got all that play or whatever, it would get the same crap. It really would.
Yeah.
Because this crap is crap. You know what I'm saying? It's just crap. You know, and I just can't. And I'm so pissed off that Samurai was at the right place at the right time in the right network when RPM wasn't. You know, and it just pisses me off that, like, this crap, like, 3 million people are watching this crap.
Yeah, and this, okay, that actually reminds me of an exchange that I had with someone, like, a couple weeks back. He couldn't seem to understand, like, the idea that one of the chief reasons why RPM didn't do so well was because nobody saw it, and nobody could see it because it wasn't on something like Nickelodeon with crazy promos and crazy internet
and SpongeBob
exposure and
like
crazy.
Pimping it like hey.
Yeah, like, and he kept saying, like, all we know for sure is that RPM didn't work. And I was just kind of like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like it didn't work because of all of these factors. And he just seemed to think that, like, it was because Samurai is great and RPM is not.
What?
Which is sort of like, are you serious? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, God,
RPM didn't even air in my area. I had to download
it. Some places
it
didn't air. Some places it aired at 5 a.m.
Right.
So, like, that was an experience where it's like, you're not applying any kind of logic. Like, and I sat there and, like, laid it out. Like, okay, these are the reasons why. Like, yes, obviously there's people, especially a lot of kids that enjoy Samurai, like, that's not, you can't even dispute that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the reason they're able to enjoy it is because Nickelodeon put it on for them. You know what I mean?
And a lot,
like,
of kids are watching for waiting for SpongeBob. I mean,
yeah,
there are factors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was just like, right, but if RPM, you know, it's just like he just kind of kept repeating the same thing. I was like, no, like, if you put another season on in its place and gave it all of the wonderful things that Samurai has been given, you know, has been blessed with, then you might get a lot of the same reactions from kids and from, you know, the viewing public. You know, it's not just because Samurai is the best season in the past 12 years or whatever. You
damn
know.
Sure ain't because of that.
You know,
that kind of fear that's the way the network would kind of think that, like, they would think, oh, well, they like this, so we'll just keep this.
Keep doing it.
At this level, yeah.
Keep
yeah.
doing the same dumbing down, like, really dumbing down crap. I really don't want to bash people, but we do that, so I'm going to keep going. I can't stand TV shows. I can't stand TV shows that it's like, you can write for, I'm not saying write for us particularly. I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying oh yeah, man, you gotta add like allegories and freaking, you know, metaphors up the wall. I'm not even
right. It doesn't have to be Shakespeare.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't have to be all whatever. It all it has to do is just be a little smarter. Just give kids a little bit more credit, just a little. Not this whole like. I don't even want to say Sesame Street, because Sesame Street is looking like awesome compared to this crap. But like this whole like Teletubby crap of like, you know, Tinky Winky is gonna go to get some ice cream. Ice cream's awesome. Ice cream, yay! Run around the block. Ice cream is awesome. Ice cream, yay! Run over. I mean, this is a some episode of Samurai. I wish I was joking.
Yeah. Well, apparently the sad thing is that in television the mindset is if it isn't broke, don't fix it, and their definition of broke is less quality and more ratings. So as long as Samurai does well, then there's no reason to do anything. Why would you change anything? Now if the network actually says, okay, you're doing good, can you do better? Can you get more ratings than this? You're already doing good ratings. Let's see if we can get them higher. Then they might try something different. And you know, I don't like to play devil's advocate, but the only thing I can say for Saban is at least, you know, they haven't been in the game in nearly a decade. So they might not exactly know what we're looking for nowadays. So their instinct would be to try what worked originally.
So, well, you know what? Like, if you have phantom entities on the internet asking, what's your favorite Pink Ranger moment? And what's your favorite Red Ranger moment? Like, you know, I would hope that, you know, if those are like actually, you know, people from the show, that they are actually interested in what longtime fans and even kids, you know, want to see, rather versus just what's
but
on.
You
now.
Know how they're going to translate that, though. It's like, let's say my favorite moment is when, you know, the Jen took, you know, battle that person and like took them down and whatever, and there was a battle and this and whatever. They're going to be like, oh yeah, let's do that. Okay, Emily, this is what you're going to do. You're going to wish that you can, like, see bunnies and rainbows and lots of really girly stuff. And then somebody took that away from you. And you're going to get mad. And you're going to growl at them. You're like, argh. And then you're just going to be like,
teddy bear monster.
Mike, could you show me how to, like, battle that person who took my teddy bears and bunnies and rainbows? That's how they're going to translate it.
Okay, Mia, I'll show you.
Or Mia, yeah. Mia, Emily, yeah, interchangeable.
Well, yeah, same as well. But they don't even care to remember their names.
You might get a little, like, your little, you know, hiya, 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 and then the guys come in and save the day, and that's the translation. That's what you're going to get.
I kind of gave up on those threads when it was, what's your favorite Green Ranger moment? When Tommy fought Jason. What's your favorite Red Ranger moment? When Jason fought Tommy. Yay! Yeah. Yay! Longtime fans, bringing it strong.
Well, we don't know.
So. What's your favorite Red Ranger moment? King for a day. Hey, I haven't seen that in 2 seconds.
It was awesome for the first 5 times.
Yes.
No.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just retire it. Certain episodes we need to retire. See, back in on the MTV days where they had TRL, like,
yes.
If they played a video,
for
like
65 times.
Yes, they would retire the video. Like, they should do that with King for a Day, I think.
Amazing.
Bye bye, Green.
Yes, but they should also do like MTV and have the little person pop up in the corner. Go, oh my God, I love King for a Day. Oh my God.
Samurai is the best thing ever.
Oh, God. Mia is my favorite. Woman. She's the perfect woman.
They should bring that back. I love it.
Oh,
big up to Brooklyn. What up?
Yes, yes. I need to give a shout out to Anataya Alaquisha and to all my fans up in the BX. What up? Yeah. Oh, forever. What up?
Gang signs, yeah.
When they talk too long and then the window just goes away.
Exactly.
Like, in the middle of them talking.
Oh. I actually might enjoy that version of Samurai a little more than this one.
It would
as long
be
as the window pops up whenever Mia's talking.
Yes, exactly.
The window should pop up and it should be SpongeBob.
with his hands in the air.
Putting on a samurai helmet.
Oh, yes.
Patrick comes in, you know, does his thing. You know what? The winner should pop up, and there should be an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. That'll keep the kids.
Wow. Will go up. Babies will go up.
Just do it like during like the extended morph sequence and like Zord sequences and stuff like that.
And now for your SpongeBob break.
You don't just sit through this.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Forgot.
I think we're done.
I think that's about it.